Making others happy makes me happy. This is Dr. Herbert L. Barley, Dean of the University of Healing here in Campo, California, with a thought for today. Making others happy makes me happy. You know that? It's a wonderful thing, and it's a simple thing, it's an easy thing, and it's what it's all about. Making others happy is what makes me happy. Have you ever thought about that? Every time I do something and I smile at another person, I'm making them happy, and I'm making me happy. Every time I think a loving thought about another person, I am making them happy, and I'm making me happy. Every time I do anything in my life that blesses another person, that uplifts another person, that makes the world and life and happiness of another person so magical, so wonderful, it does the same thing to me. So if I want to be happy, I just go around being happy with everybody in my world. Be happy with everybody in the world. Be happy about all the things that are going on. And know that all the things that are going on in the world are wonderful, beautiful, supercalifragilisticexpialidocious. They are super and wonderful and fantastic. Yes, that's true. When I make other people happy, I make myself happy. It just works out that way. I don't need to have other people credit me. I don't need to have other people say, Herb, you're a wonderful guy. Herb, you're a loving guy. Herb, you're so fortunate. You're so fantastic. I repeat the story of my mother. She'd walk around with a smile on her face all the time. And people would say, Ella's always got a smile on her face. She's always got a smile in her heart. She's fantastic. She's wonderful. She's glorious. She's beautiful. She's just such a fabulous person. Well, Mom didn't always have happiness in her heart, but she always had a smile on her face. And she always let out to the world. She was a candle to the world of a smiley person. And everybody looked at her and they said, my goodness, she's a lovely person. My goodness, she's wonderful. Because she had a smile on her face. Now, that's easy enough to do, isn't it? That's easy enough for me to have a smile on my face all the time, no matter what the circumstances are in my life. Nobody needs to know that I have to think through a thought or that I have a little pain or an ache here or there, because it goes away when I have the smile on my face. The minute I put a smile on my face, happiness in my heart, the minute I do something good for somebody else, I feel 10 feet tall. The minute I think a loving thought for somebody else, I feel 10 feet tall. This morning, Ingeborg went into the hospital yesterday to have a checkup. And they wanted to find out why she had a little edema in her feet there. And so they're working with her, and they want to keep her there to take care of that and send her back home after the weekend. And so she's going to be there. And I thought to myself, oh, my goodness sake, she has false teeth. Now, did she take her false teeth with her? That she have them with her so that she can eat her meals in the hospital and enjoy those beautiful hospital meals that she gets. Well, now, how does it make me feel when I think of making sure that she has her teeth? How does that make me feel? It makes me feel just wonderful. I feel like I'm doing a very joyful, wonderful thing for her. And I would do anything in the world. If she would holler or scream or say, Herb, I need your help, I'm there. If she would say, Herb, what's going on, I'm there. I'm not sitting talking to her and spending all the time. I just say, hi, love you, and that's enough. And she understands that. Everyone understands that I always am giving out unconditional love. I'm always seeing everyone in their ideal frame of mind. Well, Herb, why are you telling your listeners here that Ingeborg's in the hospital? Why are you saying... Well, I don't think it's anything terrible. I think it's just like going having a hangnail fixed or something like that. It's no big deal. It's just something that you don't have the technique or the talent or the ability or the equipment to take care of. And so she goes there and they take care of it. And her doctor says, oh, I love it when Ingeborg comes in here. She's such a knowledgeable lady, such a fascinating lady, such a alive, alert, awake lady. She's fantastic. That's what people say about her. And And does that make the doctor feel good when he says that? Oh, you bet your life. Does that make me feel good when the doctor says that about Ingeborg? Oh, you bet your life. Is that the truth about her? Oh, you bet your life. That's what it's all about. That's what we are all about. We are all about doing something good for another person, and it just makes us feel 10 feet tall. It makes us feel that life is one of the most wonderful, noble, joyful experiences that we could ever have. And what happens to Ingeborg when she's in the hospital? When she's in the hospital, she is a live wire, and everybody around her looks at her and says, "My goodness, you are a sparkly lady. My goodness, you are a joyful person. My goodness, you are so happy and so wonderful. What are you in the hospital for?" "I'm having a hangnail fixed." "Oh, how about that?" And it's not a matter of what's being done or how it's being done or whether it's important or not important. It's just that that's where it's being done. And so we surround her. I surround her with my pure white light of love. I send her all my love. I give her all my love. I tell her how much I love her, and it makes me feel just wonderful. Now, a lot of people, as they get on the telephone, they want to pass the telephone on to me and have me talk to people and have me say things to people. And I say, "Hi, I love you," and let it go at that. Because my love is not necessarily the communicative love like people have. My love is the all-embracing love that is ever-present and ever-there. It is not for the moment of the telephone. It is not for the moment of a touch. It's not for the moment of talking to another person. It's always there. It's always there. Unconditionally there. Unconditionally loving there. That's the way I share who I am. Can we all share that way? It'd be a very nice way to do it. Can we all share this unconditional love with one another? Starting out with ourselves? Oh, yes, we can. And when we start out with ourselves in this unconditional love, what happens to us is that we feel marvelous. We feel good. "Hey, I thought we were doing this for somebody else." That's right. Every time you do anything for anyone else, you're doing it for yourself. You're turning on your happiness nerves, your happiness genes. You're turning on your happiness smile. You're turning on that glow within your heart, within your mind, within your soul. You're turning it on, and it is wonderful and magnificent. It is great indeed. And that is what life is all about. Life is all about being great and being wonderful indeed. Do I love me? Oh, how I love me is shown by how I love others. Do I think I live in a wonderful world? Oh, yes. Living in a wonderful world that I'm in is shown by how I treat other people, how I respond to the people in my world. Do I look at them with a loving heart? And do I say, now here's a good one. Do I expect the best out of others? Think about it. Do I expect the best out of others? That's what could be a wonderful gift, to expect the best out of others. If I do, then I expect the best out of myself. I expect the best out of myself in everything I do. I expect the best out of myself in what I say, what I think, what I hear, what I am. I expect the best out of myself in every circumstance, and so it always is. What I do for others is a symbol, is an example of what I do for myself. If I am surrounding all in my world my pure white light of love, I'm being the pure white light of love for all, and I see all as my reflection. And my reflection is that I like myself, and I enjoy myself, and I think my world is wonderful. And so the people that I look at are wonderful and loving and fantastic and exciting in every way. Here at the Absolute Monastery, I have three of the most exciting people one could ever want in their life. I have Ellen, who is a magnificent master of everything. She is a genius lady. She is whole and perfect. She is the ideal expression of a human being. She is always living in the attitude, the consciousness of wholeness and perfection at all times, under all circumstances. She does not see anyone in her world needing help or needing a blessing or needing it, but she's just pouring out her love to everyone. She does it not because it's needed, not because she needs it, but because that's her nature, and that's what it is. And Sylvia goes around like a beautiful smile on her face, like my mother had, and going around being a loving, joyful attitude toward everyone. And everybody looks at Sylvia and they say, what a lovely person, what a joyous person, what a happy person. That's right. She's my reflection. Ho, ho, ho. Yes, she is, because that's what I poured out on her. I'm giving her my goodness, my happiness, my joy, and compounding that with her great happiness, joy. What a wonderful expression in life she gives. What a fabulous lady. And back to our little love genius, Ingeborg. Oh, my. She's learning to have a smile on her face. She's learning to do that. She's learning to look up at the world and see it as fantastic as she is. And she's looking at everybody, and she's expecting everybody to be the glorious, beautiful being that she is. And as she looks at everybody and expects them to be the glorious, beautiful genius that she is, they are. And everybody wants to do everything for Ingeborg. They want to bless her. They want to love her. They want to do like she does to her kittens. She takes her kittens and she holds them in her arms, and the kittens come and wrap themselves around her neck, and they just love her presence. And that's what she does to everyone in her world. That's what Sylvia does to everyone in her world. And that's what Ellen does to everyone in her world. Yes, Ellen has two kittens in her house who have completely upset her house. They have completely turned her house from a calm business house into a happiness house. The house of happiness, the house of joy, the house of goodness, the house of beauty, the house of love. Unconditional love. How wonderful it is. How great it is. My house is like that. That's what I do. I go out and I love the world. I shine all my love on the world. And I say to the world, I love you. I love you. I love you. Just like I say to you right now. I love you. I love you. I love you.